This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Gwen and Chris, heading into the 4 o'clock hour. Chris Ellen, Tony Gwynn Jr. up in Anaheim getting ready for tonight's broadcast. The Angels taking on the Padres. That would make a lot of sense. I mean, if the Angels were taking on the Twins, we probably wouldn't be carrying the game. But it's Angels and Padres, and we will have the game, which gets underway with Sam Levitt's Eco Water SoCal pregame show at 5:30 this afternoon. Among the other things you will learn on Sam Levitt's pregame show today, Jerkson Profar in his career against Angel starter Patrick Sandoval is 4-for-5 with 2 home runs.
Did you just steal his stat?
No, I looked up on the TV and it was up there.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that that holds up tonight.
Yeah.
All the rest of the stats for the Padres against left-handed pitching, though, are terrible. If you weren't with us earlier, I mentioned that over the last 15 starts against lefty pitching, that pitching is 8-2 with a 1.37 ERA against the flailing Friars. That includes last night when Tyler Anderson shut down the Padres over 6 2/3 innings en route to a 2-1 Angels victory in the series opener. Interesting that there were the two base-running plays in question. I thought the Ha-Seong Kim one was okay and that the Profar thing was really a bad mistake by third base coach there. Tony thought the exact opposite.
Yeah, it was
Tony
surprising.
Thought Ha-Seong Kim made a reckless base-running play and totally understood why Profar was sent home.
Which does...
I'm sticking with my thought, and I'm sure he's sticking with his.
Of course. But
either way, both guys were thrown out, and the bottom line is the Padres could have used those base runners in what turned out to be that 2-1 loss.
I can understand why he would think that Ha-Seong Kim, that was a bad move, because the ball was kind of waiting for him.
Yeah.
The Jerkson Profar, I don't get. That's just a guy who doesn't play or has never played professional baseball. It seemed pretty simple to me that you hold him there. But
well, Tony's thinking was that it was later in the game and that you may not get a chance to get the run in.
And I understand that, too. And Jerkson Profar has done so many great things. And Manny said this after the game. He said, we want to force them to make a play,
right.
And it's not always going to work out for the other team, but it just seems like it does a lot.
They did, lose my train of thought. Is what they did. I'm busy looking at something else here. Somebody, we were talking about, I don't know what we were into, Angels, I guess. And somebody chatted you up and said they went to the Angel Stadium or the Big A.
Oh, yes, yes.
Way back when and saw Nolan Ryan almost throw a no-hitter.
Yes.
Against the Yankees. A no-hitter that was broken up in the ninth inning by a bloop check swing single by Reggie Jackson.
Is that true?
Partly.
Okay.
So I wanted to address that because I know somebody put it in the chat. The game in question was on a Friday night, July 13th, a day that you can appreciate.
I love Friday the 13th.
A Friday the 13th. It was in 1979. The Angels were in the midst of winning their first ever division title that year. The Yankees came in, and Ryan had a no-hitter until the eighth inning when Yankee first baseman Jim Spencer hit a line drive to center fielder Rick Miller. Miller came in on the ball, and it glanced off the tip of his glove, Spencer reaching second base. The official score ruled it an error. And the Yankees went crazy in the dugout, like making motions up to the press box and everything as to why, you know, it should have been a hit. It probably should have been, but the scorer's reasoning was first hit of the game's got to be a real hit. So they called it an error, and the no-hit bid continued into the ninth inning when Reggie, with one out, laced a single up the middle. So it was not a check swing.
All right.
Ryan did finish up the game.
Still
with
pretty good memory, though.
Yeah, I remembered this game as well, but I didn't recall, you know, exactly how the no-hitter ended. I remember watching it. It was a Friday night game, televised, and the whole thing, and Ryan was going for it. And anyway, Nolan Ryan was kind of much watch TV in those days. All right. Gets us back to where we want to be, which is with a round of Chris versus the fans.
Oh, yeah. I got to – oops.
Going to unlock the phones?
Sorry,
or you're just going to leave everybody on hold here?
No, I completely forgot.
Well – you are getting older.
I am getting older. I'm 39 now.
Everybody cheer Scraby on. His surgery is Monday. We need to be nice to him between now and then. We will try as we get into Chris versus the fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me. This guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult as you go along. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. And we are playing for today a pair of tickets to Kings of Late Night at the San Diego County Fair on June 21st, featuring Jay Leno in this one, Craig Ferguson in Arsenio Hall. Tickets are on sale now at sdfair.com. And while we're here, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the San Diego County Fair. Let's go retro at the San Diego County Fair, opening June 12th. The Magic of the Midway and live concerts featuring the Kings of Late Night, Lay Leno or Jay Leno, Craig Ferguson in Arsenio Hall, performing live June 21st. Get your tickets now at sdfair.com. Let's go retro!
Oh, I yelled that. Jeez. Wow.
You all right, Chris?
No, I can't hear you anymore. You just blew out my eardrums.
Well, I'm surprised that you could even hear me to begin with, because you keep your volume all the way to the top.
Yeah, I do.
All right.
I'm not the only broadcaster who does that.
No. This is why I've...
Most of us do. The reason I keep my ears turned up so loud is so that I don't scream.
Oh.
If I hear myself, then I normally tend to talk a little more at a normal
pace. You know, I look at the levels on the board. I guess that's something that you don't have the option to do.
I don't do, yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah. Go ahead.
Let's go.
Oh, you're the host of this show.
The first caller just hung up, so that was a mistake.
Well, that took out their shot. They they were moments away from superstardom. Getting on the air.
Yes, I just got to get my questions.
But they hung up too soon.
Oh, there they go. Okay. I have not screened this, but the last name is Benner, B-E-N-N-E-R. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, what's your first name?
Davis.
Davis. All right, Davis. You know the rules. Is there anything else you need to let us know?
First-time player.
First-time player!
It helps if you say first-time playa, but we'll accept it.
Okay. There's no qualification for how you say first-time player.
That's true.
But
second question. He does get to the second question, though.
Here we go.
Here it is.
Scottie Scheffler won the Masters in 2024. Who won the Masters in 2023?
Oh, man. Not a golf guy. Justin Thomas.
Decent guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Stay there.
I think it was John Rahm.
Oh, wow. Sorry about that, Davis.
Thanks for joining us, Davis. Please play again.
Yeah.
The questions may fall a little more in your favor next time. It does happen that way.
All right, let's go.
I think a lot of people lose once and they think that's it, you know, and they don't want to play. And I say, look, try again because... You know, A, the questions might be, you know, more in your area, or B, I can always miss the answer.
Yes, that's true.
Which does happen.
That is true. Let's go to our next contestant, last name Rodriguez. Hello, sir or ma'am.
Just going with Ricardo, last names I think it today.
Says. Ricardo?
Yes, hey, Ricardo. Ricardo. How are you? You're on.
Yes, I believe you've played before. Is that correct?
No.
Oh, he's a first-time player.
And he said it correctly.
All right, here we
Very
go.
Very good,
question
Ricardo. Good luck to you.
Number two. NFL question, what team does Stephon Diggs play for right now?
He just got traded to the Houston Texans, I believe.
Nice job.
Hey, Ricardo's on it.
I had to look that one up.
Very good, Ricardo.
All right, here we go to question number three. You get this right.
This is it. You can,
Chris gets
it
wrong.
You can grab a victory right here, Ricardo.
This is funny because we just did the history of the Padres and home runs and everything, but here's a Padres history question. What Padres closer had 44 saves in 1989?
It might be before Ricardo's time. How old are you, Ricardo?
I am 27, so I was not even born.
Wasn't even born, Scrabe. Way to go.
Do you have a guess?
I mean, I would just have to say Trevor Hoffman. I have no clue.
Trevor!
Hey, good guess. Good guess.
Yeah. That's a tough one, but I remember this guy. He won the Cy Young Award for it.
Mm.
Guy by the name of Mark Davis was the guy.
The owner of the Raiders?
Not him.
Oh. Sorry about that.
Yeah, left-handed
Ricardo.
Pitcher won the Cy Young out of the bullpen. Remember you were saying the other day, can a reliever win the Cy Young? I said, yes, they can. Mark Davis is an example of
that's
that.
That's why he's in there, because I started researching it.
There you
All
go.
Right.
Sorry, Ricardo, but again, you know,
call back.
Sometimes the games go more in your favor. Next.
Next is, you pick, Chris, 1 through 6.
Number three.
Number three is Peter.
Peter and Vista.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good to be back with everybody.
Yes.
Good to have
you,
Peter. Good luck to
Peter's
you.
Peter's a longtime player.
Okay.
How many time winner?
I think maybe 5.
Wow.
Five years.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, that's more than a lot of people out there.
Yeah, boy, he's
here we go.
A dominant player in this game.
Question number one.
Yeah.
What is the most common pitch thrown at the major league level?
Nice job, Peter.
All right, here's one of those team things where I'm going to give you names of guys that played for a team, and you give me the team that they played for. There's four names here. Drew Bledsoe, Takeo Spikes, Willis McGahee, London Fletcher. What team did they play for?
Ooh,
Drew Bledsoe. The Buffalo Bills is correct.
Drew Bledsoe
nice
played
job.
For the Bills?
He did, yeah.
When?
2004, apparently.
Okay.
I don't know if he was the
I
starter.
I don't think he played much. But
all right, Willis good. McGahee was the
That was the giveaway?
That was the hint, I think.
I think so. All right. Good for you, Peter. One more.
Here we go. Question number three.
Wrap it up.
This one's going to be tough, I got to say. Since 2010, which year in baseball saw three perfect games thrown? Since 2010, which year what? In baseball saw three perfect games thrown in the same year, I should add?
That's a tough one. I'm not going to claim that I know it. I'm going to spit fire and say 2018.
Stay there, Peter.
There was a year where what? There was three perfect games?
There was three perfect games in one year.
I would just be guessing. I can't even tell you who they are. What did he say?
He said 2018.
Well, I'm not going to guess that. I'll say 2015.
2015. Wow, Peter's a winner.
Peter adds to his stash.
6 in 5 years. That means you're over one on average now.
Very good, Peter. Very
nice
good.
Job. Nice job. Stay right there, Peter.
What was the answer, Mr. Scraby?
2012.
Oh, well, of course.
I think it was...
Who was it?
Felix Hernandez, I know, was one of them.
King Felix.
Yes.
I recall his perfect game.
Let me see. Hold on.
I can't even remember the other two.
Philip Humber. I think.
Man, he might be the worst pitcher ever to throw a perfect game.
Is that true?
I'm not trying to pick on him, but I don't know how many games Philip Humber won in his career. Couldn't have been too many.
I'm trying to look, but it's not. Philip Humber. Let's see.
Diddy.
Oh, is it Matt Cain?
It might be Matt Cain.
Matt Cain of the Giants had a perfect game around that time.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, yeah. No, Philip Humber, I'd have to look him up, but let me see. I'm going to guess Philip Humber won no more than 10 games in the majors.
Are you serious?
Let me see.
That bad?
Not bad. He just, I don't think he had
a
big
career.
Oh, wow.
No, I have the answer. He won just 16 games.
16. There you go.
Wow. In just his 30th career start, he did a perfect game.
Yeah, he had a 5.31 career ERA, but he has a perfect game to his resume.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
That's baseball.
I. Where did you come up with that, by the
way? No, we talked about it at Spiro's, remember?
Yeah, and I tried to forget it.
When Juan Soto was doing his answers about the Padres, he's like, I didn't play very well here, but hey, that's baseball.
So you're using a Juan Soto
phrase? It's actually a Manny Machado phrase, because before that, Manny Machado said, that's baseball, about how things go.
He says that a lot.
Exactly. So it's a Manny Machado.
By the way, our friend Dallas Braden, who also has a perfect game to his resume.
It was a long time ago, right?
Dallas Braden's?
Yeah.
It was a while ago. Dallas Braden, in his career, won 26 games. So that means two guys with less than 30 career victories have pitched perfect games.
That's crazy.
How do you like that?
That's baseball, but make it make sense, Chris.
That actually is a statistic where I don't mind you saying that's baseball.
Because it's true.
The rest of the time, I want to strangle you for it.
He did it. 2010.
All right. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we never got to a daily gambit today.
Oh, that's right.
High time we do when Gwen and Chris continues after traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want everybody to listen to Sam Levitt's podcast. It's called Inside San Diego Baseball. Sam covers everything going on with the Padres. Find it at 97.3thefansd.com.
Can I make a request real quick?
You can also find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. What is that request?
The request is of all of our great listeners out there that we need more downloads of the podcast.
Okay.
So
what does that mean?
It means you just go to the Odyssey app, you type in Gwen and Chris, and you can download some of those, or you go to the website and you can download some of those. What I like to do, Chris, is I have it in my little podcast app, and so after every show, I go and I hit the button and I refresh it, everything pops up, and so it's a download for me.
I see.
Yes.
Now, why are you asking for this?
Because I've always...
Are you feeling like...
No.
Is this part of your bonus structure?
Oh, no. We don't get any money for this. Are you serious? I just want to see the numbers go up.
I thought you had a specific interest in this.
No, I just want to see the numbers
go
up. You
want to see
up.
Some more downloads out
I do,
there.
I do.
All right.
973thefansd.com.
I think people don't need to download as much as you want them to because they listen to the show.
I understand that,
right?
But sometimes
so
people
do they need
miss
to hear it again?
Things during meetings
it
or
happen.
Things of that nature.
It can happen.
So
I don't know. I think most people who listen to this show, if the boss comes in and says, let's have a meeting, they say, wait till 5:30. When the show's over, then I'll go to your meeting.
Yes, that's
and most
true.
Bosses go, oh, you mean the Gwen and Chris show?
Yes, you better listen to
right.
them.
Right, and then the people say yes, and the boss goes, understood.
Understood.
Sure, we can put the meeting off until the program
no, there's
is
nothing,
over.
I'm a podcast listener. I listen
I know
to
you
lots
are.
Of podcasts.
Look, I'm the DVR watcher.
You are.
So we
true.
All have our things that, I watched last night's Padre game in about 13 minutes. Didn't take a whole lot of time to fast forward through a bunch of ground outs to shortstop.
Oh, yeah, I know. That is the worst.
Pretty simple. All right, Padres and Angels again tonight, game two of the three-game series. Sam's pregame show follows us at 5:30. Let's get into some quick daily gambit stuff, Scrabe.
Okay, do you want me to play the open or just the music?
We better just get to the music.
Okay, there we go.
We're kind of up against it here.
All right, I got some of our bets from yesterday. But first, if you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. Have you read that already, Chris?
I have not.
Okay, good. All right, I didn't want to take your thunder again. Now, the bets we made yesterday were, a couple of them were about the French Open, then we did some Padres bets, and then a Reds-Rockies bet. But Coco Gauff took on Ons Jabeur, and it was over under 20.5 total games for the match. Chris and I both went over, and we were correct. 27 games in this match.
Coco rallied after losing the first set and won it to advance to the semifinals. Well done, Coco Gauff. Really a fantastic young tennis player.
Yeah, definitely.
Representing the United States of America.
The United
representing
States.
Well.
Yes. Okay, so I got a note that Swiatek is not how you pronounce her name.
Who'd you get the note from?
I don't remember, but they were nice about it. Swiatek is how you do it.
Swiatek's closer than what you said, but that's all right.
Swiatek.
Whatever.
-6.5 game favorite over Vondrousova. I said Swiatek. You said Vondrousova. Swiatek.
You sound like kind of an idiot right now trying to read this name.
No, I want to read it correctly.
According to who?
According to the YouTube video of the woman who was pronouncing it for me. Swiatek.
Go ahead.
Won 12-2, so I win the bet here.
She won 6-love, 6-2.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Her previous match, she won 6-love, 6-love. So she's on fire right now.
Swiatek is on fire.
Yes. She's won four of the last five French Opens, and she plays Gauff in the semifinals. Good luck, Coco.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
Then we did Padres -1.5 on the run line over the Angels. Chris chose the Angels. I chose the Padres. My positivity did not help me. The Angels won 2-1, and so you win that bet. Matt Waldron over under 4.5 Ks last night. Both of us went over thinking he would do some more damage, but he only had 4 Ks. Still a good outing for him, but we did not win that bet.
Oh, he pitched great. I thought for sure he was over 4.5 Ks.
I think this 80-mile-an-hour knuckleball thing is pretty amazing. Have
in
you
terms
ever tried
of what,
to throw?
How fast it is?
Yeah.
No, he asked me yesterday. I've thrown a knuckleball on the
no,
side.
No, I mean like
but
yeah,
not in a game.
Like if you were trying to throw it fast, it's like nearly impossible to throw that thing fast.
Got to work at it.
Reds Rockies total score over under 11 runs. Chris said under, I said over. Reds win 13-3, so I win that bet.
All right, you were 3-2 yesterday. I was 2-3, which brings us to tonight's bets. San Diego Padres, again, 1.5 runs over the L.A. Angels. Padres are better than the Angels. They're favored.
A Major League debut pitcher.
Major League debut pitcher against a lefty.
Against a lefty.
Are you going to tempt fate and take the Padres again?
No,
You're not.
I'm tired of feeling stupid for thinking good things are going to happen on a nightly basis, so I'm going to go with the Angels here today, hoping that the Padres
Padres
win.
Have to win by 2.
Yes, I'm going with the
Which means
Angels.
They would have to score at least 2.
That's a hard thing these days.
It's been not easy against the lefties. I might take the Angels until further notice.
All right.
Adam Major gets a number for his first major league start. 3.5 strikeouts. I don't know anything about him. I can't believe Waldron only had 4. 3.5 means he needs 4. How long is he going to last in the game? I'll say under. I think that just is the sensible bet. Doesn't mean it'll be right.
You're going under.
Under 3.5 Ks for Adam Major.
I'm going to hope
that he comes out blazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to. Here I am with my positivity, Chris.
That's right.
It's going to make me look stupid tomorrow.
Hopefully not.
You went under. I'm going to go over.
You got it. Patrick Sandoval, over under 5 2/3 innings pitched. Means will he get through 6 innings? He is left-handed. Keep that in mind.
So
he's also 2-8 this year.
So tired of the left-handed.
He's been hammered. Is he going to make it or not, Scraby? Is he going to get through 6 innings tonight?
I want to be positive.
Okay.
I'm going to be positive. I'm going to choose
under.
Under.
I'm going to say under just because. Yeah, I just.
Just because?
At some point, the Padres have to get some runs against a lefty.
Yes.
Tomorrow, game one of the College Women's World Series Softball Championship. Oklahoma, 3-time defending champs, taking on number 1 seed Texas. Even. Either take Oklahoma.
Thanks for the line.
There is no line.
Yeah, exactly.
Pick Oklahoma or Texas.
I think you were telling me they're going for their 4th straight championship.
They are.
Oklahoma.
I just said that again. But yeah, they're going for their 4th straight national title. It's a best of 3 now. Texas is the top seed, though.
I'm going to go Oklahoma.
I'm going to stay Oklahoma. I'm going to say Oklahoma also.
All right.
They just have a way. They rallied to beat Florida today in extra innings. One tennis bet tomorrow. The number 2 seed, Irina Sabalenka, is a 5.5 game favorite over the young Mira Andreeva.
Nice
Andreeva is unseeded. Sabalenka is the number 2 seed. She'd have to win 6-3, 6-3 or better to beat the 5.5 spread. Andreeva is a really nice young player. I don't know how old she is, but not very. Sabalenka is going to run her off the court. I'll take Sabalenka minus 5.5.
I'll just take the other one.
You'll take Andreeva.
Andreeva just to see
Very
if she
good.
Keeps it close.
All right. I hope she does.
All right.
All right. Djokovic withdrew from the French Open today was the other big tennis news. We'll take a timeout. Come back with the Big 5 next on Gwynn and Chris. Padres, in the midst of a stretch in which they play 13 consecutive games against teams with losing records. That stretch started last night with a loss, 2-1 to the Angels. Game 2 coming up in a couple of hours. Adam Major makes his big league debut for San Diego. Lefty Patrick Sandoval, 2-8, makes a start for the LAA. After the Angels series, the Padres will host Arizona and Oakland before they travel to New York to meet the flailing Mets.
And boy, are they flailing.
The next team that the Padres play with a winning record, July 17th through the 19th at Philadelphia. Phillies have been real good.
Real good.
Yeah. Them and the Yankees. I mean, the two of them are kind of running away, but it's only June 4th, Scrabe. All right, we're going to get into this Padres trade pursuit of White Sox left-hander Garrett Crochet. At the top of the hour. But before we get to all of that, we got to get to today's After Traffic Big 5.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big 5 starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we're going to talk about Jerks and Profar here shortly. We're going to talk about the NFL. We didn't get into it yesterday, but Justin Jefferson broke the bank with the Minnesota Vikings. We'll talk about that.
Stupid signing.
We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about wide receiver CeeDee Lamb is now wanting a new contract. And Chris, the Big Ten and the SEC are sneaky, sneaky, sneaky. And I'll tell you why a little bit later in the Big Five.
Number five.
But first, we have to get to Jerks and Profar. And Jerks and Profar passed the 250 plate appearance threshold last night to earn his second tier of playing time incentives. We all know he signed a $1 million deal at the base salary level, but he can make $1.5 million in bonuses this season. Last night, he added $100,000 to his earnings. He earned that much when he passed 150 plate appearances and would earn the same for 350. Then when he gets to 400, he gets $200,000 and he gets $200,000 for each 400 and 450. He gets $250,000 for each 500 and 550. And then if he gets the 600 plate appearances, he gets $300,000. So, Chris, is Jerks and Profar the best bang for your buck in baseball right now?
I can't, and I certainly don't know everybody's pay scale. The guy's leading Major League Baseball with a .426 on base percentage.
So the answer is yes.
I mean, is there any question? If he costs $5 million, he'd be the best bargain in baseball. And, you know, I don't really get all of those incentive things, but good for him. I mean, I would have thought that he was only a 50-50 bet to make it to 250 plate appearances when the season started.
Yeah, he was a platoon guy, right? Or at least
They didn't sign Tommy Pham.
That's
but
true.
Had they signed Tommy Pham, Jerks and Profar probably had never seen the light of day. Or not to this extent.
Yeah.
It's really, you know, an incredible deal, Scrabe. His OPS is 203 points higher than his career. 203! It's not anywhere even near what he's done in his career for 10 seasons.
I'm telling you, this is the magical year of Jerks and Profar. Some of these guys, they have that 1 year that's
Let
just
it
incredible.
Continue. Let it continue.
Like, I'll compare it. Brandon Crawford a couple years ago when the Giants won like 107 games.
Yeah, he had a big offensive year, but Brandon Crawford was always an all-star
player. He wasn't a 300
player.
Hitter, though.
He was an all-star player, though. Profar's never been thought of as an all-star.
All right, fine, you got
this
me.
This year he's going to the all-star game almost for sure.
You got me. I will move on without argument.
Number four.
I got an answer. Answer's yes. Come on, he's only making $1 million. Someone on the chat asked if the bonus money counts towards the CBT, and I would assume the reason they give bonus money is because it's not counted against the CBT, but I do not know that full answer. All right, on Monday, the Minnesota Vikings signed Pro Bowl wide receiver Justin Jefferson to a 4-year, $140 million extension that made him the highest-paid non-quarterback in the NFL. Adam Schefter said the deal included $110 million guaranteed and $88 million due at signing. And it's a deal that when it's overlaid with current starting quarterback contracts, it puts Jefferson smack dab in the middle of the pack of quarterbacks. He's just behind Aaron Rodgers at $37.5 million. And he's just in front of the $33.3 million that Baker Mayfield is going to make with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then the Vikings paid $35 million to Kirk Cousins in 2023. So anyway, he's breaking the bank. I'm up first. Will this change how the NFL pay scale is structured right now? It will, because it seems like anytime someone becomes the highest paid player in the league in league history, you end up getting someone 2 weeks later that's now the new highest paid player in league history. This will change things. Christian McCaffrey also got an extension today, 2 years, $38 million. So lots of money going around. I think I think this is an interesting move because you've just basically made it so that you have to rely on JJ McCarthy to be good in his rookie contract. You have to, because you can't afford to pay a quarterback with what you're paying Justin Jefferson. So long story short, there you go, Chris. What's your opinion?
Well, they can only afford to pay him because they're paying a rookie quarterback salary, but this is a stupid signing, just like the Jalen Waddle extension was stupid. Wide receivers, although not a dime a dozen, do not win Super Bowls. Great quarterbacks, great defenses, even running games win Super Bowls. Great wide receivers make the highlight films and put up a lot of points. But I don't know too many great wide receivers that have completely dominated en route to Super Bowls. You want to go Jerry Rice, I'll give you that.
I was just about to say.
But he also had Joe Montana. He didn't do it alone. Justin Jefferson is not doing anything without a quarterback, and he doesn't have one. So this is a big waste of Vikings money. Good for Justin Jefferson.
But what are they going to do?
Yeah.
I can't just let him walk.
Right? I know. This is the way it's going. And, I mean, now Tyreek's mad. And who is the other guy that held out today? CeeDee Lamb is mad.
Yeah, we'll talk about him in a second.
Okay. Well, I think teams that break the bank on wide receivers, I think you should let him walk and use the money to build a great defense and offensive line. Too many of these teams want to sell tickets.
I don't
hate that idea, but what I like a whole lot better is winning. Do I sound like a guy who's sick and tired of having the highest wire act in all of football but never winning a playoff game? Because that's what my team is, and I think that the reason is because they pay all the shiny objects.
Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle.
Pay them all. They're not worth a hill of beans in January when you can't block anyone.
All right. Good point.
Right, go ahead.
No. It's
so maybe there's a little of my own personal beef in there. You know, I got nothing against Justin Jefferson. He's a hell of a good receiver. He also had, you know, one great year. He was player of the year 2 years ago. Last year he was hurt.
I think
year before that he was.
I think he's proven that he can be. I think he can be a top three wide receiver.
Well, maybe. I'm just saying. I don't think he's worth the money. But he is
It's tough to make it worth the money. Yes.
I agree.
All right. Number three. Jeffrey on the chat actually said someone in baseball who makes little money has more impact. Shohei Ohtani's making $2 million, but he's also getting paid $680 like later on in his life, so I don't think that's the same thing.
I don't think that is.
But it was a good suggestion. The Cowboys have said they want to sign wide receiver CeeDee Lamb to a contract extension.
Oh, I didn't know CeeDee had his own story. I apologize.
Yes. And the Pro Bowler, who set team records for catches, 135 last year, and yards, 1,749 in 2023, said he wants to remain with the Cowboys. He did not take part in the voluntary portion of the offseason program, but he has done some throwing sessions with quarterback Dak Prescott outside the Cowboys facility. Chris, I'm not going to ask you if CeeDee Lamb's worth it, because I think you'll say no. But are you okay with these NFL players requesting new contracts after a big season?
No. But I also know that NFL players have a short shelf life.
Yes, they do.
So if you're CeeDee Lamb or you're Tyreek Hill or you're Justin Jefferson, you know, one crossing pattern can be the last crossing pattern. So yeah, you've got to get the money, you know, if you can get it. So I don't blame these guys for holding out and saying, hey, I was this incredible last year. 135 catches this guy had.
That's a lot.
That's 24 more than Michael Irvin ever had in a year. And Michael Irvin's a Hall of Famer who I consider to be the best receiver in Cowboy history. And he's not even close to CeeDee Lamb.
What about the yards? Do you see the yards on there?
Irvin had 1,600. I don't have Lambs.
CeeDee had 1,750.
Yeah, so not that of a difference. Especially in a day when, you know, Irvin was doing it. They didn't throw all the time. They had Emmitt Smith. Anyway, here's my thing. CeeDee Lamb, yes. I don't agree with paying these guys, but as a guy, I agree with getting as much as you can if you can get more, because it could end any time.
I agree with you that if you're good enough, you should get what you are willing or what you should be making. But at the same time, whatever happened to signing a contract and playing that contract out?
Yeah, it went the same way as the team that signs a guy and then releases them and only has to pay a fraction of what they signed them for.
Good point.
The teams don't care an iota about you.
No. Was it Kyle Van Noy that
whoever it might be, but there's a million examples of, you know, guys that just get given up on right away. So you've got to care about you, because the team is not going to.
I can't be mad at him for wanting more money, but it is slightly annoying to me. I think it's because he plays for the Cowboys. The Big Ten and the SEC football conferences are being sneaky sons of guns, everyone. In February, there were reports the two super conferences were attempting to grab the two top spots in the college football playoff for their respective champions, beginning in 2026 when the new contract goes into effect. That was in addition to seeking three automatic qualifiers, each for the two leagues. Final tally would be 10 combined spots between the Big Ten and the SEC. And once that talk started getting going, it died down because people weren't happy about it. But there still is a growing belief the Big Ten and SEC are going to control the college football playoff further, resulting in a less than fair selection process. I'm up first. Where are you at with college football in general right now? I think that many people know where I'm at with college football in general right now. I like the football. I hate everything else that goes around college football. I hate the college football playoff money fights. I hate the Big Ten thinking they're better than the SEC. It's all a popularity contest in college football right now, Chris. And the Big Ten and the SEC were trying to take the first two spots in the college football playoff because they're the biggest conferences. Really? Come on. I can't stand college football right now. I like the football. Hate everything else. Chris?
Yeah, I think it's a good way of describing it. I'll still watch some college football because I'm a fan of the sport of football. And I like when a couple of good teams get together in an exciting game. I really hope I can get excited about the Aztecs this year on a local level. Obviously, they're going to need to win some early games. You know, you got an Oregon State, you know, if you get a Cal early, get everybody fired up if you can, you know, rise up and beat some of these teams. But man, college football and the money grab that is going on with those big conferences is distasteful to me. And
the people who care the most are the people that have money to lose. They just want all the money. I hate it.
It really is. I mean, the SEC and the Big Ten, with all of the teams that they have, don't need to make a deal to have certain amount of playoff spots. They're going to have them anyway. Who do you think they're going to give the playoff spots to? The fourth place team in the SEC or the second place team in the Mountain West?
Fourth place team in the SEC.
What, are we kidding ourselves?
Who's a fourth? We're going to have, I'm trying to think of a fourth place team. We're going to have Vanderbilt
We'll never have Vanderbilt, but, you know, we're going to have Georgia and Alabama and LSU and Auburn pretty much every year, or Florida and Tennessee, whoever it is. They're going to all be there, and Big Ten will have its, you know, share with Michigan, Ohio State, you know, SC, whoever it is. That's going to dominate. College football, the rest of us are getting left behind.
Yes, yes, yes.
So. Number one.
All right, so we talked about it a little bit earlier, but Tucapita Marcano has been banned for life by Major League Baseball for betting in baseball, or betting on baseball. Also, Padres minor leaguer Jay Groom was suspended a year for violating MLB sports gambling policies, and he did that while he was with the Red Sox. So far, no one has bet as a Padre. They've bet with their former teams. The Padres are just getting stuck in the middle of all of this. Chris, do you think this is actually a lot more common than we know, players betting on sports?
I hope not.
I agree.
But I also am not naive in this regard. I'm naive in a lot of regards. But I'm not naive in this regard and thinking that every person who's ever been caught is the only people doing it.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to imagine that there aren't some people that are gambling and getting away with it. It's scary. We've talked about the reasons why that is many times.
Yeah, I think there's more people doing this.
Probably so.
And it's not even worth it. Go look at the Jay Groom stuff. I believe he bet around $450, and that could have ended his career. All right. Garrett Crochet, trade rumors, next. Quinn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
Padres, in the midst of a stretch in which they play 13 consecutive games against teams with losing records. That stretch started last night with a loss, 2-1 to the Angels. Game two coming up in a couple of hours. Adam Mazur makes his big league debut for San Diego. Lefty Patrick Sandoval, 2-8, makes a start for the LAA. After the Angels series, the Padres will host Arizona and Oakland before they travel to New York to meet the flailing Mets.
And boy, are they flailing.
The next team that the Padres play with a winning record, July 17th through the 19th at Philadelphia. Phillies have been real good.
Real good.
Yeah. Them and the Yankees. I mean, the two of them are kind of running away, but it's only June 4th, Scrabe. All right, let's. We're going to get into this Padres trade pursuit of White Sox left-hander Garrett Crochet at the top of the hour. But before we get to all of that, we got to get to today's After Traffic Big Five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we're going to talk about Jerks and Profar here shortly. We're going to talk about the NFL. We didn't get into it yesterday, but Justin Jefferson broke the bank with the Minnesota Vikings. We'll talk about that.
Stupid signing.
We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about wide receiver CeeDee Lamb is now wanting a new contract. And Chris, the Big Ten and the SEC are sneaky, sneaky, sneaky. And I'll tell you why a little bit later in the Big Five.
Number five.
But first, we have to get to Jerks and Profar. And Jerks and Profar passed the 250 plate appearance threshold last night to earn his second tier of playing time incentives. We all know he signed a $1 million deal at the base salary level, but he can make $1.5 million in bonuses this season. Last night, he added $100,000 to his earnings. He earned that much when he passed 150 plate appearances and would earn the same for 350. Then when he gets to 400, he gets $200,000 and he gets $200,000 for each 400 and 450. He gets $250,000 for each 500 and 550. And then if he gets the 600 plate appearances, he gets $300,000. So, Chris, is Jerks and Profar the best bang for your buck in baseball right now?
I can't, and I certainly don't know everybody's pay scale. The guy's leading Major League Baseball with a .426 on base percentage.
So the answer is yes.
I mean, is there any question? If he costs $5 million, he'd be the best bargain in baseball. And, you know, I don't really get all of those incentive things, but good for him. I mean, I would have thought that he was only a 50-50 bet to make it to 250 plate appearances when the season started.
Yeah, he was a platoon guy, right? Or at least
They didn't sign Tommy Pham.
That's
but
true.
Had they signed Tommy Pham, Jerks and Profar probably had never seen the light of day. Or not to this extent.
Yeah.
It's really, you know, an incredible deal, Scrabe. His OPS is 203 points higher than his career. 203! It's not anywhere even near what he's done in his career for 10 seasons.
I'm telling you, this is the magical year of Jerks and Profar. Some of these guys, they have that 1 year that's
Let
just
it
incredible.
Continue. Let it continue.
Like, I'll compare it. Brandon Crawford a couple years ago when the Giants won like 107 games.
Yeah, he had a big offensive year, but Brandon Crawford was always an all-star
player. He wasn't a 300 hitter, though.
He was an all-star player, though. Profar's never been thought of as an all-star.
All right, fine, you got me.
This year he's going to the all-star game almost for sure.
You got me. I will move on without argument.
Number four.
I got an answer. Answer's yes. Come on, he's only making $1 million. Someone on the chat asked if the bonus money counts towards the CBT, and I would assume the reason they give bonus money is because it's not counted against the CBT, but I do not know that full answer. All right, on Monday, the Minnesota Vikings signed Pro Bowl wide receiver Justin Jefferson to a four-year, $140 million extension that made him the highest-paid non-quarterback in the NFL. Adam Schefter said the deal included $110 million guaranteed and $88 million due at signing. And it's a deal that, when it's overlaid with current starting quarterback contracts, it puts Jefferson smack dab in the middle of the pack of quarterbacks. He's just behind Aaron Rodgers at $37.5 million, and he's just in front of the $33.3 million that Baker Mayfield is going to make with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then the Vikings paid $35 million to Kirk Cousins in 2023. So anyway, he's breaking the bank. I'm up first. Will this change how the NFL pay scale is structured right now? It will, because it seems like anytime someone becomes the highest paid player in the league in league history, you end up getting someone 2 weeks later that's now the new highest paid player in league history. This will change things. Christian McCaffrey also got an extension today, 2 years, $38 million. So lots of money going around. I think I think this is an interesting move because you've just basically made it so that you have to rely on JJ McCarthy to be good in his rookie contract. You have to, because you can't afford to pay a quarterback with what you're paying Justin Jefferson. So long story short, there you go, Chris. What's your opinion?
Well, they can only afford to pay him because they're paying a rookie quarterback salary, but this is a stupid signing, just like the Jalen Waddle extension was stupid. Wide receivers, although not a dime a dozen, do not win Super Bowls. Great quarterbacks, great defenses, even running games win Super Bowls. Great wide receivers make the highlight films and put up a lot of points. But I don't know too many great wide receivers that have completely dominated en route to Super Bowls. You want to go Jerry Rice, I'll give you that.
I was just about to say.
But he also had Joe Montana. He didn't do it alone. Justin Jefferson is not doing anything without a quarterback, and he doesn't have one. So this is a big waste of Vikings money. Good for Justin Jefferson.
But what are they going to do?
Yeah.
You can't just let him walk.
Right? I know. This is the way it's going. And, I mean, now Tyreek's mad. And who is the other guy that held out today? CeeDee Lamb is mad.
Yeah, we'll talk about him in a second.
Okay. Well, I think teams that break the bank on wide receivers, I think you should let him walk. And use the money to build a great defense and offensive line. Too many of these teams want to sell tickets.
I don't
hate that idea, but what I like a whole lot better is winning. Do I sound like a guy who's sick and tired of having the highest wire act in all of football, but never winning a playoff game? Because that's what my team is. And I think that the reason is because they pay all the shiny objects.
Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle.
Pay them all. They're not worth a hill of beans in January when you can't block anyone.
All right. Good point. Right,
go ahead.
No. It's
so maybe there's a little of my own personal beef in there. You know, I got nothing against Justin Jefferson. He's a hell of a good receiver. He also had, you know, one great year. He was player of the year 2 years ago. Last year he was hurt.
I think
year before that, he was.
I think he's proven that he can be. I think he can be a top three wide receiver.
Well, maybe. I'm just saying, I don't think he's worth the money. But he is
It's tough to make it worth the money, yes.
I agree.
All right.
Number three.
Jeffrey on the chat actually said someone in baseball who makes little money has more impact. Shohei Ohtani's making $2 million, but he's also getting paid $680 like later on in his life, so I don't think that's the same thing. But it was a good suggestion. The Cowboys have said they want to sign wide receiver CeeDee Lamb to a contract extension.
Oh, I didn't know CeeDee had his own story. I apologize.
Yes. And the Pro Bowler, who set team records for catches, 135 last year, and yards, 1,749 in 2023, said he wants to remain with the Cowboys. He did not take part in the voluntary portion of the offseason program, but he has done some throwing sessions with quarterback Dak Prescott outside the Cowboys facility. Chris, I'm not going to ask you if CeeDee Lamb's worth it, because I think you'll say no. But are you okay with these NFL players requesting new contracts after a big season?
No. But I also know that NFL players have a short shelf life.
Yes, they do.
So if you're CeeDee Lamb or you're Tyreek Hill or you're Justin Jefferson, you know, one crossing pattern can be the last crossing pattern. So yeah, you've got to get the money, you know, if you can get it. So I don't blame these guys for holding out and saying, hey, I was this incredible last year. 135 catches this guy had.
That's a lot.
That's 24 more than Michael Irvin ever had in a year. And Michael Irvin's a Hall of Famer who I consider to be the best receiver in Cowboy history. And he's not even close to CeeDee Lamb.
What about the yards? Do you see the yards on there?
Irvin had 1,600. I don't have Lamb's.
CeeDee had 1,750.
Yeah, so not that of a difference. Especially in a day when, you know, Irvin was doing it. They didn't throw all the time. They had Emmitt Smith. Anyway, here's my thing. CeeDee Lamb, yes, I don't agree with paying these guys, but as a guy, I agree with getting as much as you can if you can get more, because it could end any time.
I agree with you that if you're good enough, you should get what you are willing or what you should be making. But at the same time, whatever happened to signing a contract and playing that contract
out? Yeah, it went the same way as the team that signs a guy and then releases them and only has to pay a fraction of what they signed them for.
Good point.
The teams don't care an iota about you.
No. Was it Kyle Van Noy that
whoever it might be, but there's a million examples of guys that just get given up on right away. So you've got to care about you because the team is not going to.
I can't be mad at him for wanting more money, but it is slightly annoying to me. I think it's because he plays for the Cowboys. The Big Ten and the SEC football conferences are being sneaky sons of guns, everyone. In February, there were reports the two super conferences were attempting to grab the two top spots in the college football playoff for their respective champions, beginning in 2026 when the new contract goes into effect. That was in addition to seeking three automatic qualifiers, each for the two leagues. Final tally would be 10 combined spots between the Big Ten and the SEC. And once that talk started getting going, it died down because people weren't happy about it. But there still is a growing belief the Big Ten and SEC are going to control the college football playoff further, resulting in a less than fair selection process. I'm up first. Where are you at with college football in general right now? I think that many people know where I'm at with college football in general right now. I like the football. I hate everything else that goes around college football. I hate the college football playoff money fights. I hate the Big Ten thinking they're better than the SEC. It's all a popularity contest in college football right now, Chris. And the Big Ten and the SEC were trying to take the first two spots in the college football playoff because they're the biggest conferences. Really? Come on. I can't stand college football right now. I like the football. Hate everything else. Chris?
Yeah, I think it's a good way of describing it. I'll still watch some college football because I'm a fan of the sport of football. And I like when a couple of good teams get together in an exciting game. I really hope I can get excited about the Aztecs this year on a local level. Obviously, they're going to need to win some early games. You got an Oregon State, if you get a Cal early, get everybody fired up if you can, rise up and beat some of these teams. But man, college football and the money grab that is going on with those big conferences is distasteful to me. And
the people who care the most are the people that have money to lose. They just want all the money. I hate it.
It really is. I mean, the SEC and the Big Ten, with all of the teams that they have, don't need to make a deal to have certain amount of playoff spots. They're going to have them anyway. Who do you think they're going to give the playoff spots to? The fourth place team in the SEC or the second place team in the Mountain West?
Fourth place team in the SEC.
What are we kidding ourselves?
Who's a fourth? We're going to have, I'm trying to think of a fourth place team. We're going to have Vanderbilt
We'll never have Vanderbilt, but we're going to have Georgia and Alabama and LSU and Auburn pretty much every year, or Florida and Tennessee, whoever it is. They're going to all be there, and Big Ten will have its, share with Michigan, Ohio State, SC, whoever it is. That's going to dominate. College football, the rest of us are getting left behind.
Yes, yes, yes.
So. Number one.
All right, so we talked about it a little bit earlier, but Tucapita Marcano has been banned for life by Major League Baseball for betting in baseball, or betting on baseball. Also, Padres minor leaguer Jay Groom was suspended a year for violating MLB sports gambling policies, and he did that while he was with the Red Sox. So far, no one has bet as a Padre. They've bet with their former teams. The Padres are just getting stuck in the middle of all of this. Chris, do you think this is actually a lot more common than we know, players betting on sports?
I hope not.
I agree.
But I also am not naive in this regard. I'm naive in a lot of regards. But I'm not naive in this regard and thinking that every person who's ever been caught is the only people doing it.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to imagine that there aren't some people that are gambling and getting away with it. It's scary. We've talked about the reasons why that is many times.
Yeah, I think there's more people doing this.
Probably so.
And it's not even worth it. Go look at the Jay Groom stuff. I believe he bet around $450, and that could have ended his career. All right. Garrett Crochet, trade rumors, next. Quinn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.